listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We have a very, very interesting segment to talk with you about now, featuring two guests, the co-authors of a marvelous new book, The New Founders. Joseph Connor and Michael Duncan have joined forces to give us a perspective on the marvels of this country, as seen both through the eyes of the framers in their writings at the time and how they might see it today. And gentlemen, it's great to have you with us. Joe Connor, of course, is a man that many of us have known and revered for a long time. His father, Frank, was one of the victims in the terrorist attack mounted by the FALN on Francis Tavern in New York. And he has been active through 9/11 on these issues. And his colleague, Mike Duncan, from classmate, I guess, and friend from Villanova in the old days, now with the financial services industry. Congratulations on your new book. Thank you for joining us to talk a little bit about it here at Secure Freedom Radio.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Frank.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about the concept behind the book, what you were trying to do with it, and the sort of technique that you employed.
Actually, I had the idea for the book as I was driving back from a meeting that you were at with some United Liberty Alliance people a couple of years ago, and looking at the driving back from D.C. to New Jersey, looking at the beautiful country that we live in. I had a conversation with George Washington sitting next to me in the passenger seat of the car, as I thought, like, what would he think about the world today? And I kind of put it on the back burner until about six months later, I had the idea again, and I called Mike. Mike was writing a screenplay, and I said, well, what if we put the founders in today's world using their own words, because they wrote everything. We know what they thought. They knew what they were doing was special, so they documented everything. And Mike was writing a screenplay. I thought maybe this would be a good movie. We came together. It ended up being a book, and it's done quite well.
Well, congratulations on it, and I think its insights are tremendously important. And I'd like to go through with you guys some of those that are particularly relevant to kind of the work that we're about in terms of educating the public about the challenges to this great country, and you're absolutely right, that's what it is, involving our national security and homeland security. And one of those is the priority that the framers gave to providing for the common defense and assuring the security of this country. Do you think that they would recognize the U.S. government today as an entity that seems to be doing an awful lot of that, the other stuff, and very little of that?
This is Mike. That's a great question, Frank. It's interesting. The founders, people easily forget that, you know, the founders were mostly military guys, military veterans. And so the defense of our country, you know, was at the forefront of all their issues. And, you know, as Joe will probably point out in a second, I mean, it was tied economically back then, and as it is tied economically now. But they viewed that as, you know, first and foremost amongst, you know, maintaining liberties, not just in the late 1700s, but, you know, ongoing as well.
Yeah, they knew that a strong military was the key to liberty, and Washington said time and time again that in order to avoid war, you keep a strong defense, you keep borders strong. James Madison talked a lot about that too, about you can bring in immigrants, but you got to keep your borders controlled, and you got to bring in the right people. And they wouldn't recognize the country now in that it has let itself open to so many attacks from within.
Yeah, well, and so many immigrants who may not be the right sorts, self-selected immigrants,
exactly,
and taking advantage of what remains very much an open border. And I got to believe that they would find that unbelievable, that we would be tolerating this to some extent with the failure of the Obama administration to enforce the law, actually encouraging it.
Yeah, that we have encouraged it. We have a great asset. It's called U.S. citizenship, yet we throw it away. And from an economic standpoint, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. One of the other things that was very much an insight into the framers' thinking that you've addressed in the book, The New Founders, and again, our guests are Joe Connor and Mike Duncan, the co-authors of this wonderful new book with a very effusive foreword by Dick Morris, is the admonition from George Washington that we should avoid entangling alliances And we have a lot of different alliances, of course, these days. They may have a somewhat different view of some of them than others. But the ones that I'd be particularly interested in, sort of your channeling them on, would be the role that the United States is now in with international organizations, one of which is trying to impose, for example, at the moment, an international arms trade treaty with, I think, implications for our Second Amendment rights. But what do you think they'd have made of that, particularly George Washington?
Well, yeah, this is Mike. Washington, you know, when he comes back, the way we have it in the book, he sees the greatness of the country, but he also sees how we've gone off track. It's hard to imagine what he would think, because, you know, from a Homeland Security standpoint, I think the Homeland Security Department today might view George Washington and the founders, you know, quite frankly, as terrorists. You know, they look down on people who exhibit individual liberty. You know, somebody who says I'm for nationalism, I'm anti-global, and all that. You know, they get immediately put on the terrorist list, and probably at a higher level than, you know, maybe the Saudis, who don't have to present too many things coming into this country anymore. Washington back then, you know, he understood, you know, how intricate and how sensitive these foreign relationships were. He was very wary of them back then. I mean, granted, we were fighting British in the Revolution, and it took a number of years for the French to come to our assistance, and, you know, of course, it ultimately helped us, you know, win the battle.
Yes, but win the war, at least.
Win the war, of course, but he was still wary of the French as well, and that played into it. You know, he was wary of Spain.
But my question really deals with sort of the threat to sovereignty that a lot of these international organizations and the treaties that they promulgate represent. I've got to believe that would be kind of the thing he would have had in mind, urging us to be very wary of.
Absolutely, and it's a nationalistic viewpoint that has been kind of splintered in this country today.
Right. Let me ask you quickly, if I can, about another topic that's very much relevant, Joe, to particularly the work that you've been doing in, you know, opposing Eric Holder's nomination and countering, you know, sort of the Islamization that has been tolerated by successive administrations, I'm sorry to say, and their advance of terror. This question of the Islamist efforts at the moment seemingly being embraced to some extent by Eric Holder, and as we were talking earlier in the program with Fred Grandy, by Tom Perez, his assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, and the president himself, for that matter, that would infringe upon our freedom of speech, one of the foundational freedoms in the First Amendment.
Yeah.
What do you think the framers would have made of that, and how hard would they be pressing back against it at this point?
Well, they would be appalled by what's going on. When you are labeled a xenophobe or anti-Islamic or whatever the terms that they're using now, or red baiter in the old days, that's designed to shut you up. And someone like James Madison would be absolutely appalled by that. They would be pushing back, and they would say that, you know, that's tyranny, and it's up to the American people to understand that, and it's up to us to get the word out. And quite frankly, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle because of a media that promulgates this kind of garbage and puts down people who try to be nothing more than keep the principles that made this country great.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the idea of this book was after I testified against Holder and Hillary Clinton, and he became Attorney General, she became Secretary of State, I realized we're doing something wrong, right? I mean, these guys were doing great, and I was losing. So the book came out to try to educate people as to the magnificence of our country. And, you know, Sun Tzu said, as long as you have to know your own country, know your strengths, know who you are, before you can really go ahead and defeat the enemy. And that part of the idea of this book was to let people know that their views on liberty, their views on just life in general, are not very different from what the founders thought. The founders understood people, and they didn't believe government was the way. They believed they had confidence in the American people. It's a very simple concept, and somehow we've complicated it and destroyed it in a lot of ways. And the founders they wouldn't recognize, as Mike has pointed out several times, what they fought a revolution against, which was some taxes, was nothing compared to the tyranny that we're facing now in the American people.
It is indeed. Gentlemen, we have to let you go with that. We're speaking again and have had the privilege of being addressed by Joe Connor and Mike Duncan, the authors of The New Founders.
Can we give our website, Frank?
Yes, indeed, please.
It's www.thenewfounders.net, thenewfounders.net. Please
check
take
it
a
out.
Look.
Yeah, a great resource, as is the book. Gentlemen, we hope you'll come back and keep us up to date as to the founders thinking on these issues of our time. It's critically important and a real public service that you've done. Next up, we'll be talking with Roger Noriega about some challenges south of that border. It's too open. Straight ahead.
To SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.